Blog
Praise
Talk
the Lord,
Radio.
Everybody. Welcome from the Blog Talk, and thank you, millions coming from you. And we just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I'm just so grateful for what the Lord has done. I talked to the blog people last night, many of you who are here this morning, about the great privilege it is to be able to walk, to have legs to walk. My God. People take that for granted, but it takes a lot of energy to move one toe. Amen. If you've ever been close to a stroke, or if you ever had a stroke, you know it takes a lot of energy to move one toe. I had that dream years and years ago, thank God. But if I could just move one finger, I would be all right. If I could move one toe, it would be all right. And it takes a lot of energy to move one toe. And yet the Lord lets you walk 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 steps a day. What a wonderful privilege it is to be blessed by God, to be able to walk. Go to the hospital and ask people who've been laying there, can't hardly move their legs. That's why the Holy Ghost rehab is so important. Amen. The Holy Ghost can do anything, but it's such a great blessing to be able to move. We do thank Him. Let's thank Him right now. Heavenly Father, my. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to walk, move their legs. When people are aching all in their hips and joints, and when people don't know how to move. But God, here you let us walk 3,000 steps a day. God, thank you. Thank you for the ability to walk. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to stand on these legs and to balance ourselves. What a privilege. And we just love you. We see everything that you've done for us. We do want to come to you and ask you to forgive all sin. Lord, thank you for it. Yeah. 1 John 1:8 says, if you have no sin, you deceive yourselves, and the truth is not in you. 1 John 1:10, talking to the Christians, said, if you have not sinned, you make God a liar, and His word is not in you. But 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And God, we just ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, hidden person. And I ask this, Lord, because I want the Holy Ghost to have free reign to move all up and down this line, that we might be able to be led and hear from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, we ask you to take control in Jesus' mighty name. We also pray that you will remember those less fortunate in foreign countries who don't have houses to live in like us. In Haiti, who are living in tents. Oh, God, and that hurricane, we don't know what it did. We haven't had the report, but, oh, look on those precious people there in Jesus' name. And look on the people, Lord, who don't have food to eat, who are looking for food. Their families are hungry. Look on them, God, in Jesus' name. Who don't have the proper water to drink. Families are thirsty. Look on them in Jesus' name. Even in America and Flint and other places where they don't have the proper water to drink. God, we're mindful of our sisters and brothers. Please help them. Those in Africa and India. Germany and France, everywhere, England, please look on the precious people and bless them and help them. Those who are in prison, God, do you have a word for me on that? For many times you've spoken, and you've done exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or even think. Help those in prison in Jesus' name, Lord, and give you all the glory. Bless you and give you all the praise. And give you all the adoration. Nobody like you. Nobody can make a way like you. Nobody can fix it like you, God. You're so magnitudinous and so multitudinous. You're so measureless. God, you're so glorious and so faithful, and you're so everlasting and so exalted. Nobody can exalt your power or the ends of the earth. You go there. If we look to the north, you're there. And if we go to the south, the east, you're there. In the west, you're there. Everywhere. My God. You so exhausted. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the abundance of the Holy Ghost, so plenary and overflowing. We love you, and we believe in everything that you do. Now, Lord, be with us today, and we thank you for it in advance. Look on those who are sick. Heal those sick bodies. In Jesus' name, make a way out of no way. And bless those who are down. Pick them up. Those who are out, bring them in. Oh, God, we rest in you and give you the glory and all the praise and all the adoration for everything that you've done. Nobody is like you, God. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. What a privilege it is to even come before you. Thank you for holding out your scepter unto us this morning. We bless your holy name. And thank you, thank you, thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray this prayer and ask everything according to the scripture in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, whatever you ask in his name, he would do it that the Father may be glorified. And we do ask all these things in the name of Jesus, that the Father may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Oh, my God. What a privilege. Thank you, 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 thank you. My God. Amen and amen. And God bless all of you this morning. Are y'all awake on the line? Amen. We ask you to wake up. Wake up and give God glory. Wake up and give God praise. Good morning to everybody. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning to you and you and you and you. Amen. Everyone wake up and let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning. Amen.
Good morning,
Lord. Yes, Lord. And I want to see who has great praise this morning. God deserves it. He really does. And if he woke you up, he deserves some praise. Amen. And some of y'all may be still asleep, but those who are awake this morning, can you give him some praise from 773, are y'all awake? 708.
Yes.
910. 832. 816. 913. And 316. Oh, my God. 847.
Yes.
Yeah, so many area codes here. My God. Are y'all awake? 912. And 616. Oh, my God. When can you give the Lord some praise? He deserves your praise. Come on. Come on, this is a praise check. And I want to see if we can give the Lord some praise. Come on, praise check, everybody. Thank you, Lord.
Morning, sir.
The voice sounds much better. Sounds like the Lord is healing your body. Amen. Thank God for you. Man, go ahead and, amen, this is our day we call, to the mother, to the nation, and open it up. You have such great wisdom, amen, as a mother. Thank God for you. You want to greet the people? Amen.
Well, I don't have anything. I'll just go by as the Spirit leads. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just greet you all this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say good morning to all of you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. But praise the Lord this morning. I know my chief, and I honor my chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and First Lady Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. All of the ambassadors elect, all of the saints of God that is on the line this morning. Amen. I come this morning. Amen. I know my chief ambassador have been asking, amen, if there's any questions that anybody would like to ask in reference to anything. I claim to know nothing, but whatever God gives me or whatever I already know and whatever someone else can help me with, I'm more than happy and delight to bless whoever. Amen. I'm a willing vessel. I'm open. Amen. I do believe that Most of the women that are on the line, I believe, in the morning time right now is very seasoned mothers, amen, and I esteem them to the highest. Probably some of them know more than I do, amen, praise the Lord. Of course, none of us know nothing unless the Lord give it to us, but I believe we're somewhere in the reference, in the area of how to deal with our young women, how to be chaste and anointed and holy women of God. Amen. In these days, people of God, the young women, amen, they've lost something. Amen. They've lost something in the wayside in today's Christendom. I'm telling you, amen. The Bible says that a woman is supposed to dress in modest apparel. Amen. But we see some of everything in the church now. Amen. One of the things that really irritates me, I know the word of God say, come as you are, but some of them have slid back, amen. They're trying to stay in the style, amen, praise the Lord, and I just believe that certain things just shouldn't be in the church, amen. Nobody want a lap wrap anymore, amen. They wear them shorter. The shorter they are, they look like, the better they wear them. Amen. They are bare leg now. Don't reverence your legs and stockings. Amen. I may be touching somebody and may not, but I do believe if you're in office and you're a woman of Zion, a woman in the gospel, amen, some things still don't change because that's an honor unto the house of the Lord. Amen. There are women that you know, that wear half of the bosom out, oh, that trend. I just hate it so bad. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just hate that trend, amen, so bad, where you can see a part of some, all of the women's bosom. And I know what I know who's on the line. We know what you're talking about, what we're talking about this morning. Amen. And they come around for offertory, and you almost see everything. And I'm just addressing the women. Amen. Praise the Lord. They don't wear undergarments anymore. No slips, no nothing. You know, just as they are. Amen. I know most of us are African-Americans, amen, but the new hairdos, amen, we can't follow every trend that, amen, the Bible says that silly women crept in unaware, and I'm just speaking for my spirit. I know it's in the Bible, amen, praise the Lord, that silly women unaware, and the reason why they crept in and unaware because we were found, not just me, but all of us who claim to be in the gospel, in the spirit of the Lord, we allowed it to come in and didn't do anything. And I'm finding out that a lot of leaders are not saying anything and don't want you to say anything because perhaps that young lady the mother is a pillar to the church, and do that. People now are looking at how much money you put in, and how, and not about how much faith and how much time you put in unto the Lord. If it wasn't for the seasoned saints of God still praying and still around the altar, and a lot of prayers is right in their home and right in the spirit, wasn't praying for the church would be worse than what it is. But I do believe that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. When we allow the fleshly things to come into the church and take it over, amen, we're looking at now the fleshly things and not at the spiritual things. And I don't care what nobody say, it is hard to worship, it's hard to praise the Lord, it's hard to get in the spirit. When we see our young daughters, our young granddaughters, I'm talking about just in the spirit now, and see them come around, you know, dressed in a kind of way, because we allow them to slip in like that, and nobody says anything. I don't know about anybody else, but I was at an occasion this past Saturday. It was a woman of Zion, 80th birthday, and her family gave her an absolutely beautiful, a beautiful anointed service. Amen. Praise the Lord. But in the midst of the crowd, almost every young lady, amen, they had on short skirts. Amen. I felt like that was not honoring a mother. It was her service. Short as it could be. When you sit down, amen, you could see all legs. Amen. And the hairdos now, they just wake up in the morning and go just like they are. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. They are not going dreadlocks. They are just going, they got this thing out now that we're African-American women, and African-American women don't comb their hair. I beg the difference. Amen. We do comb our hair. We do, amen, adorn ourselves. Amen. Before the Lord. Amen. And those young women come out with their hair all nappy, all knotted up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's because we have left, amen, from the things of God, the grace of God. I was just reading in Revelation on yesterday, and I read every day in Revelation, but I was reading the part where it says, I have somewhat against you. I have somewhat against you. I have an ought against you, and it is because you have left your first love. And when the cornerstone of the builder is rejected because we have not, amen, come in the presence of the Lord and walk the way we should, and not allow, amen, the correction to stay in the house, this is what you get, and it's everywhere. This is what you get. Not allowing the Spirit to take preference in the house of God, not to teach our young women, amen, how to dress. And I'm not saying they have to be like a mother of Zion with a two-piece white suit on and down to the thing. I don't see nothing wrong with it, but we know our young people in their generation, they have a new way of going, but it still could be modest. Amen. Those are temptations in the body of Christ. Those are temptations that allow the enemy to look upon our young women as a prey to the enemy. Amen. Those are things that cause them, for men to look at and thinking the wrong things about our young daughters. Amen. My heart goes out to the generation of today. Amen. It just goes out to the generation of today, how our young, there are a lot of young mothers perhaps don't know how to raise their young daughters, because some of the young mothers are just as wild as their daughters. Some of the young, just speaking out the spirit realm for what is in the spirit, a lot of the young mothers is partying and friends with their daughters, amen, and with their sons as well. They party together. They do the same thing together. I beg the difference. There still is a realm of respect that goes to your mother, your father, the elders around you, your aunts, your uncles, amen, still the neighborhood people, amen. There is a respect that still goes with it. And so many times, you know, we blame people, but we can blame ourselves, amen, for not allowing our young ladies and our young men to come before us any kind of way. I have a young grandson that is 18. He just turned 18, and I do want to put him on the prayer list because he's in Daytona Beach, Florida at Bethune-Cookman College University. I've been up half of the night because they had to vacate the university altogether, and they're not even allowed on the university until Sunday because of the hurricane. It feels that way very strong, so therefore my heart is beating, but yet and still I know that God is still able. Thank God, amen, for praying grandmothers and praying daughters, amen. And I thank God for my daughter because she is a praying mother. But it's nothing like the christening of a grandmother and a grandfather's prayer. You are not, amen, contented until you know that they are safe. Thank God he's in an area where I have family there, and so they came to pick him and his roommate up. So that was a blessing. Had he been a rebellious type of child and had a reputation like Tyler, nobody want to keep Tyler. Tyler don't obey, but thank God he's a humble child, and anyone would want to get him. And they almost have to leave completely out of Florida in that area. But back to the realm of things, amen. And one I can even use the school for an example. And one reason why we chose this to help him to see, because it is a Christian environment. Amen. And even in Christian environments, we know that some are still loose and everything, but they require a certain dress code. Those pants that's down on these young boys, amen, back and everything, that's not allowed. So I'm thanking God for that. Now, we know that our children and none of us are not perfect, and they are going to make mistakes just like we do. But don't let it be a mistake where it's in the area of rebellious, you know, that you can't talk to them and they're not respectful, amen, before the people of God and everything. Don't let it be a mistake like they have left their first love and don't go to church. Some people is using the excuse these days that, amen, I don't want to make them go. I want them to make up their mind. They'll never be able to make up their mind if you don't encourage that this house will honor the Lord. As far as I'm concerned, amen, you know you're going to get up. If I get up to go to church, everybody in my house is going to church. But thank God, I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying what I have instilled in my children and grandchildren. And I've been so tremendously blessed because I have never, all my two daughters are grown and my two grandsons are grown, but I have never had to ask them to go to church. They know to be up and to be in church. They go to Sunday school still. They're grown women and grown men, and they still go to Sunday school and go to praise the Lord, to church, and whatever else that the church is. And I don't think it's because they are PK kids. I just know that it's down on the inside because we have not always been pastors, but that stealing in them is there. And not only that, the ones that they be with, amen, my young grandson, when he would bring the friends over, the first thing I asked him, who are your parents and do you go to church? Amen. It's important to know who your children be with. It's important to know who comes in your home because anybody could come in there, but anybody won't leave a blessing in your house. It could be more of a headache or a curse than of a blessing. So I just wanted to share a couple of things this morning, amen, gleaming off the word of God that the older women, amen, are supposed to, amen. I'm just saying we are supposed to do what the Spirit of the Lord asks us to do. Amen. We can't fall into the temptation that they are of the world. I had to go out to purchase my oldest daughter a black skirt, and I went from store to store, and there were no appropriate black skirts, not now, that was in the stores to wear to service. All of them was, you know, way up the leg and everything. And I'm just saying, a black skirt was one of the basic skirts. You could go anywhere and buy a black skirt. You could buy it at Walmart, Kmart, JCPenney's, whatever the local stores that are in your area. It was known to be a black skirt. But now black skirts have become to be like a Tarzan skirt, like Jane's skirt, Jane and Tarzan skirt. And so I just, I do what I do because it's by the grace of God. I still teach, amen, to be a modest young lady, amen. I still teach that, and I still believe in it, amen. And I honor God for his word. The word would not return unto him void. He still says in his word, modest apparel. And modest apparel that you're coming in adorned as a woman, amen. Dress appropriate, amen. You don't have to look old to dress appropriate. Just a nice dress that flow on you, amen, and a nice skirt and blouse, amen. You still can look good, amen, without showing everything that is supposed to be covered, amen. And I honor God for that on today, amen. Just a few things, and the next time I come, I will certainly go to the scripture right to it, but I'm just giving a couple of little nuggets, a couple of little, you know, we're not supposed to encourage our granddaughters and tell them, oh, you look nice, and knowing good and well your granddaughter may be a little chunky, may be a little thin, and what she got on is going to sure enough call some attention on her. We don't have to do it ugly, but we have to do it in love, amen, and let them know you'll appreciate me later in life. My youngest daughter stayed up with me last night, and we didn't get to bed until about 3 because we just wanted to make sure that not only our grandson, but I have a nephew there and other people's children. My grandson's roommate is all the way from New Jersey, so that's a great distance. And to know that he asked if his roommate could come with him, and we were up late, and just to hear my youngest daughter saying, I've been praying the whole while. I've been praying. I'm not saying she said, well, I need to pray. She said, I have been praying. And when you train them up in the way that the word of the Lord should go, you will not return it. They will stay where they are. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to turn it back over to Ambassador Johnson. I do have a call coming in, and I need to take it. It's from Florida. So back in your hands, Ambassador Johnson.
God bless you. God bless you. What a wonderful, wonderful expose. And we appreciate the wisdom that the Lord has given to Mother Stern. She is a mother. Amen. Giving instruction like a mother. And let me tell you something. There's a scripture in the Bible tells you mothers on the line that you are to give instruction to the younger women, to help them, to train them in the name of Jesus, that they may do as the Lord wants them to do. Train them. Amen. I have a question, and if any of you mothers can answer this. I just want to say, going back to the dress of the women, in the church, a lot of the men, you know, they think that most women are dressing nowadays in what we call to catch. Amen. You see them in church, and when they come out, and they look like they're dressing to catch, like they're desperate, you know, very desperate women. And when they come out to church, that they're looking to catch, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way they're dressed. And that's the way men are feeling nowadays, that the women are trying to catch. And I was wondering, the way men are feeling, is that what women are doing, trying to catch in their dress, with their dresses up on their thighs, and the way they're walking nowadays, and even the way they're looking around the church, just trying to catch, trying to see. And some of you women answer that, is that what men are thinking, is that on target? Are the women trying to catch in the dress nowadays, trying to catch men?
Ambassador Johnson, I'm back. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really got a call from one of my nieces in Florida and say that where my grandson is, they have to vacate the whole area of Daytona Beach, Florida. Amen. That storm is coming in very heavy. So that's where my heart is right now. So they have to leave out of the whole city. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I know God, he has a safe place, so I thank God for that. You know, and they're all concerned about my grandson to his whereabouts. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So it's coming strong in the Florida area. I lived in Florida all my life coming up and raised up, and I was sharing with my family last night. We never moved. We never had to leave. The storms and the winds came, and all those houses was not as strong as they are today, and we stayed right there until the storm passed over, you know, and everything. But things, even the storms, is different in this dispensation. You all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Even the wind is different in this dispensation because God is talking and moving in it. So I'm back, Ambassador. Amen. I'm sorry that I had to go off, but that was very important to me. And I know anybody, if you had a grandchild away in school and there was a storm like that coming, you would be the same way I am. I am a family woman. I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. It concerns me tremendously.
Lead us in a word of prayer for your grandson and others who are down there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you this morning. That's where my heart is. I almost was going to hang up and just make sure that my daughter is contented because that is her son. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, oh God, and we have already embraced your presence to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But God, we come right now, and we come with a special, oh God, request this morning. Oh God, that you see the storm, you see the waves, you see the tides, and God, we come that you go in the midst of that storm and get in the midst of it, oh God. I know that you're already there because we're not just begin to pray. We've been praying, oh God, all night, oh God. And we pray right now, God, we know according to your word that you have calmed the angry sea. And now, God, we ask that you calm the angry sea. Even those that are in Haiti, the storm is coming from that storm that is in Haiti. We pray, oh God, that you would touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There are thousands of young people on that university campus, Lord God, and some of them live a long ways from home. And I know with them being young in their mind, they're frantic and they're upset and they got torment on them, oh God. But we pray right now, God, that you calm that storm.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Storm in the name of Jesus. God, yeah. We pray that you let calmness and peace come over the land there. Calm, you control all of that. You can control the raging sea. And Lord, all you have to do is say, peace, be still, and the sea will calm down. We ask you to do it in Jesus' name and touch Tyler and all of his friends around him. Because of him being blessed, his friends are blessed. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And thank you, Lord, for how you're making a way out of no way. Give them places to go that will protect them from the raging sea. As you calm it down, Lord, until then, we pray that you look on them and let them have places to go. In Jesus' name, let the people who are concerned, Lord, take those who don't have a place to go, let them take them in and give them shelter in the midst of the storm. We praise you and give you glory for it. And Lord, all of this is for your glory. We ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to come, even the mothers of these children who are in different cities, Come, Ambassador Dr. Stern's daughter, and help her to have peace to know that her son is in the hands of the Master.
Yeah.
And the Master can speak and say, peace be still. Yeah. And everything will obey the Master. Now, Lord, bless, bless, bless. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, protect, 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 and let the anointing and destroy this yoke. In Jesus' name we pray and give you glory. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless all of you. Is there anybody else who wants to pray? You're certainly welcome to pray for that situation down there. This is a prayer line. And it's open to you to pray if you'd like to pray.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a great time. Thank you for being a great I am, Lord God. We know this is a key thing, Lord God. You calmed things, Lord God. You made the seas, Lord God. You told the waters to hold their boundaries, and the waters had to stop. The waters had to obey you, Lord God. So we know that you can say, peace be still, and it has to give it up. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointed grandmother that Tyler has. We thank you for the anointing on his mother, the anointing on his father that destroys every yoke. Father, we just praise you for delivering this young man and his roommates and every soul, Lord, even the people that hate him. Lord, would you bless him? Would you protect him? Only as you can. And Father God, we know you see the end of the thing. We just thank you in advance for bringing deliverance to Tyler and all the boys and girls on the campus, Father. We just praise your holy name, and Lord, we give you the glory in Jesus' holy name. And thank you again for bringing peace into the home and peace into the hearts and minds of your people, Father. We just praise and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless all of you. Today we're going to, I want to go back right back to where I was and take about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes for somebody, some mother, some seasoned mother, or anybody to answer that question. And because the men are feeling that the way the women are dressing nowadays, what they have on, what they don't have on, they feel like they're trying to, the women are trying to catch. Amen. Is that what's going on with these women nowadays? Are they hot to trot? Amen. It seems like they are hot to trot, trying to catch any man, let alone. I'm just telling you how men are feeling. I've heard it, and I want y'all to answer that question. I'm putting it before you. It's there.
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas.
Yes,
I honor you on this morning, Chief Ambassador, and to everyone on the line. I praise God. My thought on that is that, yes, there are some that are doing that very thing, dressing to appease the eye, and a lot of times, you know, that is their goal. But there are some, sometimes I've heard them say that the women are all worse critics. Something is a fashion. Mm-hmm. And so because of the fashion that's been put out, they wear according to the fashion and the trend going on.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you know, they'll do certain things. But the training all comes at home.
Mm-hmm.
If parent, that mother, that grandmother, that aunt or whoever doesn't train them. You know, I work on jobs and for many, many years, and some dress codes, some things you just cannot wear to work.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's don't obey the people that you work for, then you can obey God. You obey the training. So even though there's going to be some that come, but a lot of churches don't even have men there for them, and they come dressing like that. So I think a lot of it is a trend, a fashion, and it's allowed. They allow them. Because they want to keep them there, but there always needs to be structure.
Mm-hmm.
So what? And the mother of the church, in love, in wisdom, needs to approach certain things and not let it remain. If it comes up, it comes up. but then you approach it in love and in wisdom and saying that you have to be careful, young lady. That's not appropriate. And so I think a lot of times